Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm David Cheel. This week, Toxic. In 2003, Britney Spears was suffering a bit of a career slump. She had yet to reach her excruciating, head-shaving nadir of 2007, but she needed a hit. The English songwriter Kathy Dennis had penned a new tune, Toxic, which she had offered to Kylie Minogue, who had already conquered the globe with Dennis's Can't Get You Out of My Head in 2001. Kylie, inexplicably, turned the song down, so it was offered to Britney. This jerkily insistent Bond meets Bollywood electro dance pop tune became a worldwide hit and an instant dance floor filler.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? Should wear a warning, it's dangerous, I'm falling.
Toxic, in fact, has four songwriting credits, the other three being Christian Carlson and Pontus Winberg of the production team Bloodshy and Avant, and Henrik Jonback, all Swedes. Their work on Toxic, putting flesh on the bones of Dennis's song, was another example of Sweden's success in the pop industry. A snippet of the song too, The Propulsive Strings, comes from a Hindi song, Tera Mia Beach Mine, used in a Bollywood movie. So, an American singer had a hit with a song written by an English woman and three Swedes, with help from a tune used in an Indian film. The song was recorded in Stockholm and Hollywood, then mixed in Stockholm. This is the way the pop world now works. In the days of Tin Pan Alley and the Brill Building, jobbing songwriters would sit around a piano, bashing out hits. But many of today's hit songs are not so much written as constructed by multinational teams of writers, producers, and arrangers. But once a song has been constructed, what's to stop someone from deconstructing it? Here's where the story of Toxic becomes interesting. In 2011, the American singer-songwriter Jamie Dee stripped Toxic down to its essentials in a radical rereading. She can be seen on YouTube with an acoustic guitar and a sultry pout, moaning the song in a slowed-down 3-4 arrangement. This was not the first time a Britney song had been given the acoustic treatment. For his album A Thousand Years of Popular Music, the folk rock singer Richard Thompson did something similar to Oops, I Did It Again, another Swedish-written Britney hit by Max Martin and Rami Yacoub.
Oops, I did it again. I play with your heart. Got lost in a game. Ooh, baby, baby, oops.
What Jamie Dee and Richard Thompson achieved was something almost archaeological, digging through the accreted layers of production to discover that underneath it all, there is an actual song. But a radically deconstructed Toxic has also been heard in the far distant future. Last summer, London's Almeida Theatre staged Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, a production first performed in Washington, D.C., which imagines a post-apocalyptic future world in which roving troops of players scrape a living by performing episodes of The Simpsons and singing pop songs from the old days. In such a purely oral world, the play's author Anne Washburn suggests, without access to electricity, TV or the internet, survivors would depend on, and also trade, snippets of script or music for their physical emotional and spiritual sustenance. The show's score cleverly imagines how popular music might survive in such a future, in fragments. One of the songs that weaves its way through Mr. Burns is Toxic. Given the poisoned state of the play's blasted world, this piece of lightweight pop makes an eerily apt choice. With Mr. Burns currently being performed at the Ivory Theatre in St. Louis, Missouri, it's pleasing that this curious and vaguely disturbing song lives on, in the form of remnants of a half-remembered relic of a half-forgotten past, drifting in a brilliantly imagined future.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.